at one point will come and experience the unpleasant feeling from physical source, such as excessive pain, hardness, stiffness, numbness, etc., in a certain part of our body, and that will give rise to mental distress as anxiety, worry, dissatisfaction, irritation, anger. And that's how mental suffering adds up suffering on pain from the physical source, and it is called dukkha, dukkha, suffering, suffering, obvious suffering, physical suffering with mental suffering, dukkha, dukkha. There's another kind of suffering. In Pali, it's called viparinama dukkha, suffering upon change. A yogi is practicing, going quite well, calm, cool, collective, and feeling quite good in your sitting meditation. And suddenly, maybe 40, 50 minutes later, that good feeling stopped. That feeling good stopped. And painful feeling arises. Switch, sudden switch on a dime. And at that point the yogi is not happy with the state of change or changing in condition from good to bad. So that kind of suffering is called suffering upon change, viparinama dukkha. So we are, all of us are experiencing unending varieties of physical and mental activities all the time. Just reflect, every moment there's always something physical or mental activities, and they are changing and changing, and they are changing based on the condition at a very fast pace, from one thought to another, from one action to another, speech to deed to thought, at a very high speed. And we take that as normal for us because we are experiencing all the time, every time. That's the norm, that's normal. So when it is normal, no big deal. And that is suffering we are oblivious of, that we are not aware of, we don't know. And that is called suffering upon formation. Suffering upon formation. Sankhara dukkha. And one requires fairly good practice of mindfulness insight meditation to understand that kind of suffering, because we have already taken that as a normal. So we would never know if we don't go into mindfulness insight practice. So there are three kinds of suffering. One is obvious, dukkha dukkha. Mental anxiety on top of physical source pain. The other one is dissatisfaction due to change of condition. And the third one is suffering upon formation, sankhara, mental formation. And Buddha said, just one line, sabbe sankhara dukkha, sabbe sankhara dukkha, all formations are unsatisfactory, which means dukkha. All formations are dukkha. So when you said that, existence is suffering, dukkha. So that is the noble truth of suffering, dukkha sissa. Existence is suffering. It covers everything. That's why it is called the noble truth of suffering. Mind and matter is dukkha. Existence is dukkha. Feelings are dukkha. Everything is dukkha. That's called dukkha sissa. The first of the Four Noble Truths. And all activities and associated pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feelings arises out of ever-changing condition. They are not causeless. There's always a cause, there's always a condition for these to arise, all activities, all feelings. So, mental formation or sankhara or formation of karma or volitional activities. These are many different names given, translated to the same thing. The word is sankhara. That's why sankhara, mental formation, is dukkha. So, I'm just repeating the definition of these things. Let's review it. Let's look into what we just said. Mental contact, passa. Mental contact is the cause. Feeling is the effect. Passa piccaya vedana. Mental contact is the cause. Feeling is the effect. And at the same time, we already know all feelings are suffering. And unpleasant feeling from the physical source. We are emphasizing here kayika dukkha vedana, unpleasant feeling from the physical source, because this is easy for everybody to understand. This unpleasant feeling from physical source is due to mental contact, pasa. And also, we know this unpleasant feeling from physical source is dukkha sisa, noble truth of suffering. So, mental contact is the cause of suffering. So we are connecting the dots. And finally we found out mental contact, pasa, is the cause of suffering. Eventually it leads to suffering. Therefore, contact or mental contact is in fact the noble truth of the origin of suffering. If contact is the cause of suffering, then that contact is the second noble truth, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Samudaya sisa. To see this clearly, you have to connect the dots. And Abhidhamma, okay, it's stated, mind and body, mind and matter, is dukkha sisa, noble truth of suffering. And craving, or dana, is the cause of suffering. It's clearly stated in Abhidhamma. Mind and matter is the first noble truth. Craving is the second noble truth. So, craving is the noble truth of the cause of the origin of suffering. Abhidhamma presentation. The previous one was, we are pulling it from the dependent origination, showing how it's connected. Mental contact is the cause of suffering. So, still, we are in a little bit of a, we are still right in the thick of the theory. Let's go into practice. Like you're meditating. In your meditation, every one of us have experienced this pain, unpleasant feeling from physical source. We all have experienced pain. That is the noble truth of suffering. And how does that pain arise? Due to mental contact. Due to mental contact. That's how that pain arises. That is your direct experience in meditation. So from there, you can see mental contact is the cause of the origin of suffering. That is how a yogi discerns the truth of suffering and the truth of the cause of suffering, the first noble truth and second noble truth. You are simply experiencing in your meditation, but that's how it is happening. To explain your experience, you have to draw in the theory, connect the dots and show you piece by piece. All that you are thinking about is, oh, I am in pain in meditation. But if you do properly, you are experiencing the first noble truth and second noble truth. Mental contact in Pali is called passa. That is chitasika. Remember chitasika? Mental factor, 52 of them. This passa is one of these 52 mental factors. Okay. Passa is a mental factor. And actually, how does this arise? It is the union, getting together, coming together of the imbalanced element, earth, wind, fire, and water. We are observing our body, so imbalance relative to the normal state of a body. It's a union of the imbalanced element and the body sensitivity, a location in the body, and knowing of the two, knowing of this imbalance of the element and the location of the body. So altogether three, but they come together, and suddenly you don't see as three. As soon as they come together, you see as seamlessly all these threes are presenting to you as one, seamlessly. You don't see the imbalance, you don't see the sensitivity, you don't see the knowing. You just simply feel as one, this pasha. You identify as one. How? Pain. Like in your real life, it's pain. So, imbalance element, whether earth or wind or fire, that is rupa, materiality. And sensitivity is materiality, rupa. And knowing is mentality, nama. These three, they each have their own characteristics. They have their own characteristics, they have their own function, and they have their own manifestation. But when those threes get together, it suddenly turns into mental contact pasa with its own unique characteristics. These are the little things that one need to know, how the background comes up. And we always say pasa pichya vedana, independent origination. Due to mental contact, feeling arises. Short and brief. Actually, it is the condensed version of the line called sampassa pichya vedana. Sampassa, not just passa, it's called sampassa pichya vedana. Passa pichya vedana is condensed version. Full version is sampassa pichya vedana. Here, sam means union or together. The meaning of sam is union or together. And pasa is the contact of the three mental factors. So it means union or joining together of the three mental factors. Sampasa. Union or joining together of the three mental factors. So these three, I'll just keep on calling these three, you know what they are. These three come together at a body sensitivity or the door. In other words, a location in your body, and that location is called body sensitivity. And also there's another name, it's called the door. Because all those three get in through that door. Or all those three get together at the location of the sensitive spot on the body. They always have a meeting place. So there are six meeting places for these to join. In your body, there are six meeting places. Okay, I will explain one at a time. The union or getting together of the visible object and the eye sensitivity. Eye sensitivity is retina and attention. Three, they get together at the eye door. That is one way of getting together. Another one is union of the sound wave. Ear sensitivity, which is eardrum, ear hairs, antenna, and attention meet at the ear door. The third one, union of taste, taste buds, and attention meet at the tongue door. The next one is union of tangible objects, body sensitivity, and attention meet at the body door. Those five are all physical objects. And the sixth one is union of the mental objects. Mental objects in brief means things of past and future. That's a mental object. Whatever you think, things of past and future, you can call it mental object. Another word is called Dhamma Ramana, Dhamma object. One and the same, mental object, Dhamma object, things of past and future. That's mental object in brief. Union of mental object and the mind sensitivity. Okay. Mind sensitivity. Where's the mind sensitivity? And in Pali it's called Hadiya Vuttu. It's the heart base. Heart base. In one of the other of the talks, I have explained what this heart base is in detail. And attention meet together at the mind door. I'll repeat again. Union of the mental object and then the mind sensitivity and attention meets at the mind door. So there are six. So in Pali it called Sakhu, I, Sampasaja. We already know what Sampasa is. I, union. Sota Sampasaja, ear reunion. Gana Sampasaja, smell union. Jiva Sampasaja, taste union. Kaya sampasaja, body union. And mano sampasaja, mind union. Just short, but I have explained detailed just a few seconds ago. So those are the six kinds of union or mental contact, sampasaja, happening. Depending on the condition. So, mental contact from the body source. As an example, fire come in contact with your skin and there's a tension. That is called mental contact from the body source. It causes unpleasant feeling. Depending on the condition, it be a pleasant feeling or even neutral feeling. Regardless, mental contact from the body source causes pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral feeling. And we already know all feelings, all kinds of feelings are suffering, dukkha. Therefore, one is experiencing the dukkha, sissa, noble truth of suffering. That's it. There's a mental contact, there's a feeling, and you are experiencing the noble truth of suffering. I'm trying to repeat this again because I had already said it before. And all feelings are due to contact. All feelings arises out of contact. Therefore, contact is the cause of suffering. Trying to show the middle link. How mental contact and suffering are connected. So we need to overcome the six contacts, six sampasaja, because they are the causes of suffering. If we want to eliminate suffering, we need to overcome these six mental contact sampasaja. If we want to eliminate, we have to know where it is. Where are they? These can be located at the six doors or the basis. You can call the six doors or you can call six bases in the body. We already know. Eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, body door, and mind door. Six doors. If you go check at the six doors, you will find them. You'll find the union. If you remember dependent origination, statement. Salayatana pichya paso. Six object produce contact, mental contact. Six types of object, what are they? Form, sound, taste, odor, tangibility, and mental object. That's our six types of object. The first five is rupa, materiality. Mental object is nama, mentality. Those are the six types of objects. These six types of objects give rise to mental contact. But of course, mental contact as union, so there must be some. But the key is the objects. And what are the other one? Six sensitivities or six doors. We know what they are. They are the internal base, and they are materiality rupa. Retina is a rupa. Eardrum is a rupa. Body is a rupa, materiality. So six sensitivities or six doors are internal bases. The six objects are external, five material, one mental. And there are six type of consciousness. They are nama, mentality. So 6, 6, 6, 18, six objects, six sensitivity, and six types of consciousness, altogether 18. When corresponding objects, sensitivity, and consciousness come together, it gives rise to feeling. Comes together, may become mental contact, pasa. As soon as there's a contact, there's a feeling. Pasa vichya vedana. And when there's a feeling under normal circumstances, there will be craving. Pleasant feeling, you love it, you crave, want more. Unpleasant feeling, you want it to disappear, craving, neutral feeling. Oh, it's okay. Craving. Vedana, vichya, dana. Due to feeling, craving arises. And of course, once you go to craving, destination is suffering. Connecting. Salayatana, six objects, six sensitivity, six type of consciousness. When they get together, arises pasa. When pasa arises, there's feeling. When the feeling arises, there's craving. When craving arises, finally, it goes down the road of suffering. Therefore, to eradicate suffering, one must eradicate the feeling. To eradicate the feeling, one must eradicate the mental contact. See? Again, mental contact and suffering. One must eradicate the mental contact. And here we keep talking about mental contact, and I like to add up one little segment for us to understand clearer, correctly. Imbalanced elements occur in the body. Okay. Imbalance means there's a normal temperature in your body. 96 point something. If it is less than that deficiency, then become cold, the body become cold. It's imbalance. If it is more than that, go to up to 101, it become very hot, fever. That's imbalance. Imbalance from the normal states of what's supposed to be, what it is. Our body has a very specific temperature that regulates. That's normal. Anything less, anything more, deficient, excess, is imbalance. And these imbalance element, let's call it and balance temperature or heat in the body. It seems like internal, it's in the body. Okay? We all agree? But it is not. It is the external condition. This imbalance, heat, arises from external condition or external objects. Okay, might sound a little bit confusing. Let's take an example. Especially in a cold country like Canada, in winter we live in a house. We put the temperature regulated to 20 degrees. Just like the body, they have a, we can regulate, that's 20 degrees is what the house temperature is. We turn on the thermostat to 20, it's 20. But if the outside temperature goes down to below zero, that 20 is not 20 anymore. It goes down to 18, 17. But we keep it at 20. Thermostat is 20, but actually the house temperature goes down to 17 because the outside cold temperatures invaded into the house. The same thing. You keep your house at 20. Outside is very hot in summer. Outside is 30 degrees. And the temperature in the house goes up to 27, 28. Where does the imbalance of temperature in the house come from? From outside. The condition of outside changes the condition inside. Just think your body as the house, and the deficiency and excess of temperature is operating exactly like that. That's why the deficiency of excess of temperature in the body is due to the condition from outside. The key condition, of course, whenever there's something, there are many causes. You can argue in many ways, but the key is from external source, external condition. So that is one thing nice to know, to understand correctly. It's changing. But at the same time, in our body, we have the internal base, or we can call it receptor, or we can call it sensitivity. Internal bases or receptor can detect these imbalance elements. These sensitivities can detect these imbalance. Cause and effect. Every mind and every matter has their own function to do. And then, of course, the mind knows about it. Just like a motion detector, when there's a motion, it beeps. The same thing. These internal base or receptors can detect the changes and conditions. So in practice, when there's an imbalanced heat, we must know, and we must know as heat. That means when there's an imbalance in heat, we know and we note. And we know there's heat. What it means is we know there is an external object. Heat is external object. Maybe the sun, maybe the fire, maybe the candle. And that is coming in contact with the internal object, body sensitivity. Let's say your hand is very close to the candle light. The heat come in touch with the skin on your hand. Not directly touching, but close enough so that you can feel the heat wave. External object, heat from the candle, come in contact with the internal object, body sensitively, your skin. Close enough to feel the heat wave. That's what is happening. And if you are a keen and constant observation, will witness also the disappearance of heat. Because you won't stay there. Condition change, you pull your hands up away from the candle. At that time, you can sense the heat dissipate, disappear. That's what mindfulness is. Knowing every situation, every condition, and every changes, every arising and every passing away. Along with that dissipation of the heat, disappearance of heat, also the body consciousness, which knows that heat, also disappear along with the disappearance of heat. The heat disappear, the knowing of that heat also disappear. There's nothing to know. The mind has no heat to know. Heat ended, ceased. Knowing of that heat ended, ceased. If you are a keen observer, you will know these. Every little playbook of each object. Knowing the united three. What are the united three? Pasa. External object, internal sensitivity, and knowing. Three. Knowing these three separately, not as one, mental contact, not as pain, not as unpleasant. Knowing these things separately is cultivating insight. If you know these three separately at that moment, at that point, you are cultivating insight into the nature of mind and matter. Okay. Well, here we have a little time, so I'll explain how in meditation one can see or feel or sense this united pasa, mental contact, separately, not as three as one, but three as three. Let's take a scenario here. You're meditating and then suddenly pain arises. Pain, pain, pain. Very painful. It is torturing. It's making you suffer. You're getting angry. You're getting anxious. You want it to disappear. Pain, pain, pain. That is, you are observing pasa, mental contact. the union of the three. That is a pain, unpleasant, torturing you, suffering, making you suffer. Mental contact, pasa, sampasaja, union of the three as one. Pain, pain, pain. But you are a great, diligent, and determined yogi. You don't give up. You don't turn your face away from the pain. You just observed. Unyielding. Look into it. Look into it. That's painful. It's suffering, but still you use patience and tolerance and you observe it. And at one point, suddenly, you feel the pain. And then suddenly you feel heat, great heat. When you're feeling the great heat, you don't feel the pain. And then suddenly the pains, you feel the pain again and you suffer again. And suddenly you feel the heat going back and forth, back and forth. But whenever you feel heat, you don't feel like you are being tortured. Pain, heat, heat, pain, pain, heat. Going back and forth. The mind knows both. They are separate. Pain with suffering. Heat with no suffering. Because it is, heat is not torturing you. And also, you are aware that pain is at the knee location of the pain in the body. Just for communication purpose. At the knee. What is that knee? That knee is the body sensitivity. That heat is the excess or deficient fire element. Heat is the fire element. Knee is the body sensitivity. So your awareness becomes a little more of a variety. You know the pain, and suddenly you know the heat, and also you are aware of the knee. And when you are aware of the location and the heat, there's no suffering or very little suffering. When you are aware of the pain, there's a lot of suffering. And you observe, and you observe, and you observed. Unyielding. And at one point, suddenly, you begin to see, or as if you are seeing, there's a heat and there's a knee. And you are aware as if you are from a distance watching. You're aware of it. That is knowing. That is knowing. That is kaya. Body, soul, consciousness. That knowing, you know it knowing separately. Heat, you know it separately. Knees, you know it separately. They are not jumbled up. Very sharp, very quick. When your concentration is strong, you see these heat, you see the pain, you see the knowing, you sense a knowing as if you're watching from a distance. And when the concentration becomes less and less, it goes right back into pain. The pain, you can take it as a mental contact, presenting the three presenting as one. When your mindfulness is strong, and concentration is strong, you start seeing the heat separately, knee separately, and knowing separately. There you go. At that point, there is no sampasaja, there is no mental contact. You are seeing, you are feeling, you are sensing them separately. You are experiencing directly. That is how you can eradicate the mental contact. Strong, powerful mindfulness and concentration. So, if you can see that, that is the destruction of unpleasant feeling arising from the union of the three. Kaya sampasaja, heat, location ni, and knowing together, mental contact. But when you see that way, you suddenly destroy that mental contact. Because they are not together, they cannot present to your awareness together. You probe them and know them individually. You destroy the mental contact. And if there is no mental contact, what happened? There's no feeling, no vedana, no pleasant vedana, no unpleasant vedana, no neutral vedana. You know as it is, you know heat as heat, you know sensitivity as sensitivity, you know there's a knowing, but there is no pleasant or unpleasant or neutral status at that moment. That means there's no feeling or sensation. And we know if there's no feeling, what happened? No craving, and eventually no suffering. That is how the destruction of mental contact, pasak, take place. Be mindful. Produce strong concentration with mindfulness and see these three, the union, separately. That's the end of pasa, the end of suffering at that moment. So we use this one type of body, okay, sampasaja, union of the three, using as a body. And there are six types. So the remaining three, you can figure it out yourself, and you can break up these mental contact in a similar fashion. So may all of you be able to practice mindfulness insight meditation, understand these 18 elements and how they become six mental contact, theoretically and experientially, and may you be able to overcome suffering as soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much.